Hey everyone, welcome back to yet another episode of Coffee Time with Biswas. Okay, we all know I have been completely MIA from the podcast, and honestly, it just is what it is. There wasn't a lot going on, and then I just, you know, when you get into this routine of not doing something, and then you just get super, like, unmotivated to do it when an opportunity comes up, so then you just keep putting it off, and that's kind of what happened with the podcast. There were so many ideas, so many things I have wanted to do, but I just got so unmotivated, and I was just like, well, what's the point? But finally, I'm back here recording another episode, and that is thanks to my girl Lam, who I saw on Friday and was just asking what happened with the podcast. And you know, just having that open and honest conversation there, just for some reason, it motivated me to get back. And I had other friends say things as well, but it was just like, I don't know, just something got into me and I'm like, okay, well, here we go. Let's get right into it. The topic that we're going to be talking about are things you should just not say. Now, you know, when your friends, family, or you're at a gathering and people just say something and you're literally cringing and you're like, why would you say that? Well, that's what we're going to talk about. My first just don't say it please is on weight. Now, I feel like weight is something where a lot of people, for some odd reason, I can't necessarily figure it out, feel like they are allowed to have an opinion on someone else's weight, no matter what the weight is. Okay? They just have the idea in their mind that this is something so pressing that they must bring it up. And if they don't bring it up, they just can't feel complete. Do you all just have that family friend or relative or just someone that often throughout your entire life has always just kind of commented on your weight? And honestly, like, they feel like they mean so well. And truthfully and honestly, I don't think it's done in a malicious way, but I just don't understand it. But they always, you know, comment here and there like, oh, you know, you look like you've gained a few. You look like you've gotten big. What have you been eating lately? Or it could be on the other side. Oh my gosh, you lost so much weight. Ooh, you're looking too muscular. It's not looking too great. Or, you know, maybe you should stop lifting weights. And it's just like, don't believe it is said to be malicious, but really just take a moment to reflect. It's just not appropriate and it's not needed to be mentioned, especially if you can tell that it's making someone uncomfortable. Or maybe you've said it in the past and it looks like the person is uncomfortable. I'm always uncomfortable talking about my weight. I hate it when I gain weight, and it's so frustrating that I just don't like whatever I do and I get very insecure with it. And that's something that I've been dealing with. And that's not just, I'm not saying I have that because people have commented on my weight. That's just something, a battle that I have with myself forever. But when people comment on that, it makes me feel 10 times more uncomfortable and I don't know how to react. Because you don't want to be rude and shut someone down, but you also want to kind of stand up for yourself and set that boundary to be like, no, don't say that, and I don't want you to bring it up in front of me or to someone else about me. It's just not appropriate. However, it's still one of those things where people say it and I don't understand. Like, and I get how sometimes when people, you know, if let's say someone has been posting a lot of fitness things and their workouts, and you know that this person has been working very hard to lose weight, if that is being posted and if that's something that that person is talking about and is open about, then yeah, maybe comment on them just saying, wow, like, I don't know what you're doing, but it looks great. Or I love the workouts that you've been posting. Or, you know, you look great. I can tell how much work you're putting into it. It doesn't have to be you lost so much weight. It could just be like, you look great. But on the other token, when you notice someone gaining weight, you don't need to say, oh, Misha has been getting a lot bigger. Or you don't have to say, oh boy, like, she's not looking good. Like, no, thanks. I'm very aware that I've gained weight. I know that I can either fit or not fit into the things that I've had before. So I don't need the reminder when I go out and see someone after like COVID years. Like now I'm already thinking maybe I shouldn't be seeing a lot of people again, because F this if I have to deal with people saying that I've gained weight. And there's a lot of other factors involved too. You don't know what's going on in everyone's personal lives. For me, I've been open and I've talked about having anxiety and I've talked about being on medication for anxiety. So my medication is a lot to do with my weight gain, and it's been a lot more difficult for me to get it off. Now, hey, I'm not an amazing eater in terms of eating healthy. I know that I'm not putting the best things into my body. I'm very aware of that, but I'm also not eating trash and I'm not eating terribly. So there's that as well. But again, you don't know the individual circumstances or what someone is doing in their life in terms of what they want and what their goals are. So just don't comment on it. Make life easier. I mean, I don't go and say that, oh, this person has gotten ruder, or wow, like you look a lot, whatever, right? It's just not something that's needed to be said. And this goes for people who, also kind of shame people based on how skinny they are. Again, you don't know what someone is doing. Just like I said, medication has been a hard part for me in terms of my weight, but that can also be doing the opposite effects, where on certain medications, people are losing a lot of weight, right? Or, you know, there's just so much going on that we don't know. Therefore, don't talk about it. It's that simple. And if you ever are in a conversation with someone and you're like, should I bring it up? Well, no, don't. Unless that person initiates the conversation around their own weight, that is a good time to then talk about it. If they initiate the conversation about their own weight, go ahead, by all means. That means they've set that boundary where they're willing and wanting to talk about it. However, if they don't, then shut up and don't talk about it. Move on, think about something else to say. If you don't want to say they look great, don't say they look great. Just say hi, how are you, move it along, no problem. My number two, just don't say it, kind of branches into many different topics. Now, but it's more so surrounding the idea that why are we always having to question or talk about the next phase, or whether someone or not is ready for that next phase in their life? Why can't we just talk about the present? And I think that's not something to put the blame on someone else, but that's also something that we as individuals ourselves are constantly thinking about what's next, what's next, what's next. And what I mean by that is, for example, when you graduate high school, your next thing in a lot of cases is either you're working or you're going to post-secondary school. So then naturally, a lot of the conversations then lead to, oh, well, where are you going next year? Oh, well, what are you doing next year if you're graduating high school? And then let's say if you're graduating from post-secondary school, it's like, okay, have you gotten a job? Where are you working? You know, what that next phase is. And again, it's like a lot of people are ready and willing and comfortable to talk about it. But what we don't really recognize is that with COVID and with a lot of people who graduated, a lot of limitations were made. A lot of jobs put in so many cutbacks. And while, for example, the teaching career is booming because the retention of teachers has been difficult, but in other jobs, there has been numerous cutbacks and a lot of layoffs. So it's just, again, one of those uncomfortable things where why do you have to talk about what their next phase is? Just say, how do you feel? You're finally graduated. You worked so hard the last few years, finally. How does that feel? Or, you know, again, if they want to talk about what's next, talk about it. A lot of people, again, would love to do that. And I think it just depends on the person. And hopefully, you know the person enough to have that conversation with. And then moving forward, just in terms of people in relationships, often when you see people in relationships and let's say they bring their significant other around to, I don't know, parties, family gatherings, different events, when you see that couple online, when you see that couple in person, and then you're going to ask them, well, when are you going to pop the question? When are you two going to get engaged? And I am so guilty of this one, like literally so guilty of this, because some of my friends have been in relationships for a while. And for example, like my Brock friends, I only see them every few months or every like 5 months, whatever that is. So when I see them, it's like, oh, has he, like, when is he gonna pop the question? Or something like that. And it's like so bad because I catch myself doing it. But again, like, why does that have to be a public discussion? Obviously, if someone popped the question and the person was happy and public about it, then they popped the question. And if not, they just haven't done it yet. And that's it. Like, why aren't we satisfied with that answer? And then it's, you often get into situations where some couples feel like they have to explain themselves. Oh, I didn't ask her to marry me because of this, or I'm not ready yet, we're working on this, or, and it's just like, no, you don't have to explain yourself to anyone. You don't owe anyone an explanation. And again, I am so guilty of that. And as I come to the realization that I've been found guilty to do that, I'm really going to try and make sure that I don't, and try and catch myself in situation where I do it. Another really, really big one of things not to say that is such a big pet peeve of mine, because I literally look at someone when they say it and I rub my head and I'm like, what are you doing? But when people go to couples at events, or really anywhere, it could be any setting, whether it's at a dinner, you're at a restaurant, a bar, literally wherever, and they ask the couple who, let's say, have been married for a bit, and they say, well, where's the baby? When are you going to have a baby? Come on, don't you want a baby already? Like, let's go. You've been together for 2 years now. When are you going to have a baby? Again, like, it's one of those things where, number one, you're allowed to be a couple that's married and not have any desire to have a baby. You may just want to be with you and your significant other, and you're allowed to feel that way. You don't have to get together to reproduce. That's not a necessary thing. Especially the shambles that this world is getting into, that might be your choice. Now, another thing is, you also don't know if this couple has tried to have a baby. You don't know what they're going through. You don't know if someone lost a job and right now finances are not steady, and that's why a baby really isn't in the question. Because you know what? Yeah, you need a lot of money in order to keep a baby alive and to keep yourself alive. So I don't blame them on taking their time. And they also shouldn't have to disclose that information to anyone. That's an awkward conversation that really does not need to happen. And then you have your more, you know, one would think more obvious reasons, but apparently it's not so obvious, is that there are a lot of couples who are actively trying to have a baby, and they are frustrated because they want a baby so bad. But you know what? It's just not in the current cards, because they've discovered that there's infertility, or they've tried again and unfortunately are having miscarriage after miscarriage, or are on an attempt to do IVF and it hasn't worked, or they're waiting to adopt and it's gotten so close but it hasn't completely finalized yet. We don't know what is going on behind closed doors. Therefore, again, and I caution this, unless that conversation is brought up by that individual or by that couple, there's no need to bring it up. Now, again, when you're saying that, and it could just be your love for this person, you've seen them their whole life, and you know that they always wanted to become a parent, and it could seriously be with all good intentions, but again, just please try to stop yourself, or if you're going to do it privately. And even then, caution yourself, because it's not an easy conversation for that person, especially if there's XYZ going on. It is a very personal thing, and it's not easy, like I've said. So just don't. It's really not necessary, unless someone is coming to you and almost coming to you from the side of venting and saying, hey, like, I'm frustrated because this is what I'm going through. And then you can be there to listen and provide comments or whatever that person is looking for at that time. Otherwise, just shut up. Again, move on. If you have nothing to say, don't say it. One thing I've started doing is when people question me about getting married, or like, how come you're not in a relationship yet, especially if it's someone that's older than me and is also single, I'm just like, why aren't you in a relationship yet? Or when are you gonna have a kid? Or when are you gonna do this? Because like, I've just gotten so annoyed that that's just my response now. Another thing is, like, now the thing about being single, and if you found someone, or if you're dating, or if you're looking, and all of that is you know, I guess tons of conversations. Now, what's unique in my situation is I think I don't have that boundary because I've talked about it in podcast episodes and I've made it very clear that I'm single. And I honestly don't mind having that conversation, but also like be ready to hear I'm just not looking. Or like I've been on dating apps, I've been on Bumble, I've been on Tinder, been there, done that, not interested, especially with COVID, like, and I know we're now into the post-COVID stuff, like I'm still not into it. I'm just not ready to meet a bunch of people, nor am I willing to like have a whole conversation about vaccines right now. I'm just not there, don't want to do it, don't care for it. But I also think it's interesting because you also reach that age or that that point, I guess, in your life where people kind of stop asking. And I think that's where I'm at right now. Because my sister, for example, has had her boyfriend Tristan since high school, and now he's coming to a lot of the get-togethers because he's a part of our family and he's coming to a lot of different things with us. So people have been used to seeing it, my sister and Tristan together. So that's not out of the norm. And I think at the beginning when he started coming to things, those questions kind of raised, well, you know, Misha, you're the older sister and you are still not really seeing anyone. And now we've just gotten to the point where people have just like, thankfully, just stopped asking. I think they literally just feel bad at this point and I'm okay with it. Like, I'm not dying to have that conversation. And they probably just like, oh shit, like maybe she's not going to find someone. All in all, like, I'm not hurt. I'm okay with it. I don't mind not having that conversation. And I also don't mind if you do bring it up because, again, it is what it is. I'm single. I'm not looking. But some people are very uncomfortable and you just got to be ready to read the room. And I think just in life in general, my biggest advice is just read the room, see what you're dealing with, see what your audience is, and see if your thing is being responded to or not. And if it isn't, perhaps stop the conversation. And if it's something that you would think twice to talk about, then maybe just don't have that conversation yet. I'm a little bit rusty, so I'm sorry if this podcast wasn't as good. I'm going to hope to make some more. And honestly, the reason I started this podcast and the reason I will ever continue this podcast is because it feels like a nice outlet for me. It's a nice outlet for me to have fun with and just let some stuff off, let some steam off. Because truthfully, this podcast started because someone commented on me getting bigger, so I was a little bit fired up. And yeah, I'm still fired up on that. So that's why this podcast was inspired. And then again, just my conversation with people about not having a podcast for a while. All right, that's enough blabbering. But thank you so much for listening to Coffee Time with Biswas, and I hope you'll follow me on Instagram, and I'll see you next time.